T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dan Bernstein, Lawrence Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
We, like the fans, felt the level of disappointment with the performance this year. It's been described to me at times as depressing, disgust, frustration, shock, and I think any of those adjectives are appropriate. And we realize that we have to, despite our expectations, despite what we accomplished over the last couple of years, despite how the world viewed this team entering the 2021 season, we need to earn that respect back from the fans and earn their support over the coming months and into next season.
White Sox general manager Rick Hahn talking about the next part of this process with the White Sox is they look for a manager.
This is idols.
Yeah.
My favorite thing from Lollapalooza.
Really?
Yeah. They're pretty great. They have an album called Joy is an Act of Resistance.
You enjoy concert going.
Yes.
I've reached the point where I don't, but I love seeing your pictures because it seems like you're having so much fun. I also think that you tend to do concerts correctly. Like I'm not seeing you, like, you're not in a mosh pit. Like you're
Oh, I kind of was for part of Kygo.
Yeah?
Yeah. But not really. Not like that.
Like
I jumped around.
I feel like your way of doing concerts would be more in tune with what I would do if I went to concerts.
Yeah, spend the money where you need to, but no one GA is going to get you from point A to B.
This is why Layla Rahimi rocks. She is here with me. Dan's off today, so it's the Bernstein Home Show. Lawrence and Layla hanging out here with you until 2 o'clock. Layla, how do you feel about the concept of the White Sox having to go away from White Sox DNA to find their next manager? Because I find myself kind of on the fence on that.
Why are you on the fence is my question.
Because I think that there are good candidates that actually have White Sox DNA.
There's one that I think that we know he has White Sox DNA, but it might not be as obvious to everyone.
Right.
I don't think that individual counts in this discussion.
Okay. I mean, the White Sox way getting in the way of them hiring. I'm glad they're going to give Miguel Cairo an interview. I think that is something that can help his career, hopefully, down the line. Or maybe he impresses them and he ends up managing the team.
But when people tell me, like, Ron Karkovice.
Like, no. Or, like, I understand it. Like, if I hear, like, I don't want Chris Getz's name in this conversation. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me at all. But there's no reason why you shouldn't interview Ozzy.
No.
There's no reason to not do it. Another name that's come up in circles has been Willie Harris, who's been the third base coach for the Cubs. So check this out. Yesterday we had David Ross on, and it was part of my agenda for questions with Rossi yesterday to talk to him about Willie Harris, because that's the manager whom he works under right now. So we asked Rossi what he thinks about Willie Harris as a managerial candidate. White Sox fans, take a listen.
I mean, the guy's a hard worker. He's a connector. He's a guy that is really... When you see him interact with the players, there's collateral there that he's built up in a friendship and a mentor role, and he's got their back. He cares for them outside of just their performance as individuals. And when you have that, you can cash in on that to get extra work. or have conversations or push him to be a little bit better. I think like Willie's got all those qualities, and as much as you don't want to lose guys on your coaching staff that really impact players and make you better, I think everybody's goal is continue to move up, climb up, and be at the top of whatever they're passionate about and want to do. So I know that's something that he would love to do. I know that's something he's working towards, growing every single day. And you know, if that happens, great. We're here to support him. We'll help. You know, I can help in any way. I've got Andy Green, who's been a manager and been in a lot of interviews. We'll help out in any way, but we'd also hate to lose him in the same breath. So he's a special, special man, and we want what's best for those people that give you their all every single day.
He's an energetic guy. It comes across when you see him out there on the field. Can he still be that guy while managing a team? And what were some of the things that you learned about, like, the grind of managing 162 that could be helpful?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of the same stuff he possesses. I think, like, him being able to have people skills, that's where it starts. It's about investing in people. You know, there's that saying, you know, nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care, right? Like, that's Willie to a T. He's gonna get on your side and become your friend and be passionate about you as a human being first. I think the difference in managing is there's a little less time to interact with players consistently, and you have to find your moments to try to impact them, get to know them, hang out with them. And also, you know, the words when you do have to give them hard truths, it's the seat and the title comes with a little more weight, and so you got to choose your words carefully. And you know, that's a delicate balance. I learn that on a daily basis. I'm still learning a lot. I have no hesitation about Willie Harris learning how to navigate the human being and the human element side of things that come with managing. And then a lot of it is just experience. Like, look, he's got to do some things in the minor leagues and that I didn't get to do, so he's further along in that aspect, and I grow on a daily basis. I think if you would talk to any manager that's done it for as long as Tony La Russa has, or Bruce Bochy, or Joe Maddon, they'll probably tell you there's a lot of things that are new to each individual game that come at you that are learning moments or things that you can pull from your past. I think that's just part of managing, is the more experience you get, the better you're going to be over the long haul and continue to try to grow and get better. So I think that would go for everybody. But, you know, we're excited for Willie if he gets that opportunity. And I have no hesitation that Willie can adjust fast and relate to players.
I think there's something we're also needing to say in this conversation. Willie Harris interviewed the last time this job was open.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that a lot of people knew that.
He interviewed for it, and now I think that he's got two more years of experience at the major league level, along with what Rossi was talking about, his minor league experience, which does put him, because it shows you the divergent paths that managers can take to the job. By the way, I think David Ross is a really good manager.
I don't think we talk enough about the managerial trees and their respective successes in Major League Baseball. That Joe Maddon tree is pretty strong.
Yep.
When you consider Bud Black, and I've said this before, Dave Roberts, a part of that Bud Black staff, how he's obviously risen up the ranks. AJ Hinch, by the way, was an assistant general manager on that Padres team. That's just one part of that Joe Maddon tree.
Oh, but the another name that was mentioned, I think should be in the pile of people that the White Sox think about, and that's Andy Green. That's another name where I think that's a guy whose brain you want to pick, and I think might have a chance to be a good manager if that's what he wants to do. But with Willie Harris, there's the White Sox DNA, but not necessarily. Like, there's enough of work outside of the White Sox that maybe it doesn't count the way that it looks on paper.
He's qualified.
He is qualified. Marcus Stroman tweeted this, and it's interesting. He quote tweeted a White Sox talk video of Rick Hahn talking about the failures of the White Sox. And in that quote tweet, he said, Willie Harris needs that manager job next year. Absolute legend who's well-respected in the game. Perfect man for the position. So that's an endorsement from David Ross, and that's an endorsement from Marcus Stroman on Willie Harris.
And we've talked to Ian Happ about Willie and the joy that he has whenever he's just in the space of the game. It's infectious. And how much people enjoy working with him.
The idea of him being able to relate, that his career is still close enough that he can relate to players, and there seems to be a joy with which he goes about doing his work. Now, that goes into a little bit of contrast to what Liam Hendricks said on Monday about what the White Sox need. That the White Sox need an authoritarian, which I thought was a really interesting choice of words by Liam.
It just made me wonder who he was calling out. Is that fair to ask? Because when he said that, I'm like, man, he's talking about somebody, and I want to know who. And you're not going to get that answer. That's just not how this job works. And you can ask all you want, but it's just, you know how it is. People are not going to say that to you. But that's where I was at with that.
Yeah, it was interesting. And had it been an actual like year-end media session, then one could have asked Rick Hahn about those things and maybe gotten a response.
Interesting you say that on this particular holiday.
I mean, you just... The season,
accountability and whatnot.
How about it? The season ends today. You could have done it tomorrow and then things would have been. But there's going to be a lot of names floated around.
What if we just call his alter ego Rekhan?
Rekhan?
Rekhan is still trading for more bullpen.
You're going to get a tweet
He's
for
gotten
that.
Like three relievers since we started the show.
Well, his relievers and their salaries for next year are problematic for building the next great White Sox team. But
traded a starter for Cesar Hernandez.
I mean, they owed Joe Kelly $8 million next year. They owe Jake Diekman $4 million next year.
Yeah, when you add it up, some of the salaries combined to what the Phillies are paying Kyle Schwarber, who is second in home runs to who?
When you add up the war of the people that Rick Hahn brought in this year, not great until we get to Elvis Andrus. If you look at the money spent.
It was a waiver claim.
Correct. It's not good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.